details on plans for a new ICE detention center in Oklahoma City, priorities for the upcoming legislative session, and a data center project for a Tulsa suburb hits a roadblock. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, January 20th. I'm Deborah Schar. Federal immigration officials are considering turning an Oklahoma City warehouse into an ICE detention and processing center. The Oklahoma newspaper reports the empty warehouse near I-40 and Council Road would be converted to hold detainees temporarily. The building could house up to 1,500 people arrested by ICE. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security sent a letter to city officials last month outlining their proposal. The agency invited city officials and tribal leaders to participate in consultation on the project. Amid growing mass deportation efforts across the U.S., indigenous leaders in Oklahoma are warning tribal citizens to be prepared if they encounter Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Sarah Lisi reports multiple tribal citizens have been detained by ICE in other states.
Governor of the absentee Shawnee tribe, John Raymond Johnson, is sounding the alarm that tribal citizens in Oklahoma are being caught up in ICE's agenda to deport undocumented migrants. In a letter shared to social media last week, Johnson wrote the federal government, quote, has begun to approach, question, and even detain tribal members in Oklahoma. Cherokee Nation officials are also looking into reports of potential ICE operations in northeast Oklahoma. Right now, it's unclear how many tribal members in the state may have been affected. Despite the uncertainty, the United Indian Nations of Oklahoma advises all tribal citizens to carry official identification with them, whether it be issued through the tribe, state, or federal government. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Oklahoma lawmakers are preparing for the 2026 legislative session with thousands of proposed bills up for consideration. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos breaks down what to expect these next few months.
Lawmakers filed more than 2,500 bills by the end of last week. While most proposals create new laws encompassing a wide range of political issues, others refine or clarify language in existing statutes. Some aim to change the state constitution with a ballot initiative. This year, lawmakers' priorities include improving math and reading outcomes in public schools, putting property tax cuts to a vote of the people, and adjusting the administration of federal food assistance and Medicaid to meet the mandates in Congress's One Big Beautiful Bill. The legislature is working with a $12 billion budget as the most recent official estimate. That's over half a billion less than last year, which could mean flat budgets for many state agencies for the next fiscal year. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Planning Commission for a Tulsa suburb has rejected a rezoning request for a proposed data center. The COWEDA board voted 4-1 Monday against the plans for the so-called Project Atlas. Developers had promoted the project's potential economic benefits and said the facility would be air-cooled, pay for its own water and power upgrades, and limit noise impacts. But many residents voiced concerns about water availability, rising utility costs, noise, and property values. While the commission voted against the rezoning, the COWEDA City Council will make the final decision about the project. The proposal is set to be considered February 2nd. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.